And now, your comments. Paul Harden wrote in, after Ahmed Sadri's commentary yesterday about the depiction of ancient Greeks and Persians in the movie 300, he said Mr. Sadri made many valid and interesting comments about 300, but he undermined his basic points by failing to note that the movie is a very faithful reproduction of a comic book, so it may have been a more pointed commentary to criticize either the decision to make the movie at all or the comic book culture that spawned such a graphic novel. Listener William Bagley thanked us for broadcasting archival tape of poet Robert Francis. He wrote, I never thought I would hear his voice again. As a young man, I knew Robert. I agree with Frost that he is America's best neglected poet. Stay tuned, Mr. Bagley, to hear the voice of poet Gwendolyn Brooks later in today's broadcast. And finally, a confession. Once a year, NPR ventures into the fake news business. This year, it was Naomi Lewin's April 1st report about the Indigenous Sculpture Society. The group supposedly installs art reflecting quirky place names in towns like Bacon, Indiana, and Two Egg, Florida. Lewin caught up with the society in Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky. Listener Don Wayne Davis wrote to say, having grown up somewhat close to Monkey's Eyebrow, I bought into the whole thing for quite a while. Thanks for a good laugh. Listener Whitney Cox wrote, I could have believed it except for the ridiculous-sounding English accent. She's referring to the woman who pretended to be the head of the Indigenous Sculpture Society. Well, Ms. Cox, that role was played by NPR science editor Allison Richards, a native of, you guessed it, Leicester in the English Midlands. Some listeners, though, did fall for our story, including a producer at a major television network who called to get contact information for the Indigenous Sculpture Society. She wanted to do a story about them, too. However you react to our stories, we'd like to hear from you, so please send your comments to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select Weekend, All Things Considered.